This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Rodney from Puyallup is. Rodney, are you there?
Yes.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Rodney has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What is the name of the substance found in dairy products that helps build strong bones and teeth?
Calcium.
Correct. What do you call a baby goat?
A kid.
Yes. The Golden Knights are an NHL team from where?
Las Vegas.
Yes. I'm melting is a famous line said by which character in The Wizard of Oz?
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Correct. What country legend has the hit songs Can't Even Get the Blues and Somebody Should Leave?
Pass.
Aurora Borealis is also known as what?
Northern Lights.
Yes. Which Stranger Things actress did Jon Bon Jovi's son marry? Rodney?
A pass.
What is the third letter of the Greek alphabet?
Pass.
What president is on the $50 bill?
Grant.
Correct. What color eyes does SpongeBob SquarePants have?
Blue.
Correct. What country legend has the hit songs Can't Even Get the Blues and Somebody Should Leave?
Willie Nelson.
No. Rodney, you got 7 correct, though.
Still pretty good there.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think Steve's going to have his work cut out for him.
Okay, that didn't really answer my question.
I think Steve's going to lose.
There we go.
Yeah.
Danny?
Hi.
Do you think he's going to?
No, Steve's going to win all the time.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, look at Steve.
All right, I'm going to say it's going to be a tie then.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Do we have to be divided? What's happening?
Yes. So, Steve, you're going to...
That might be the first time that somebody has actually proclaimed that I believe that this is going to be a tie.
Yeah.
Like, you never watch, like, a football game. Like, what do we think? What's the outcome going to be? And then there's, like, you know, Phil Sims is like, I believe the two teams are going to tie tonight. That would be awesome, though.
That would be awesome. Now, please prove me right. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is the name of the substance found in dairy products that help build strong bones and calcium?
Calcium. Oh.
Oops. Oh, yes.
Hey, at least I said it while she was saying it.
What do you call a baby goat?
Joey?
No.
A lamb?
No.
A bad kid?
No. The Golden Knights are an NHL team from where?
Vegas.
Correct. I'm melting is a famous line said by which character in The Wizard of Oz?
I say Frosty, but that's kind of dark. The Wicked Witch. The Wicked Witch of the West.
Correct. What country legend has the hit songs Can't Even Get the Blues and Somebody Should Leave?
Chris Stapleton.
No.
Oh. Country. Dolly Parton.
No.
Garth Brooks.
No. Aurora Borealis is also known as what?
A club in North Seattle.
Hey, yes, but no.
Oh, crap. Pass. Come back to it.
Which Stranger Things actress did Jon Bon Jovi's son marry? Oh, boy.
No. What?
Which Stranger Things actress did Jon Bon Jovi's son marry?
What's that name of the girl?
Mookie
Betts.
No. Wow, Steve. That was very sad and very sad.
Northern Lights.
Okay, yes.
That was bothering me.
It was bothering me, too.
So many minutes later, you got three correct, which is a loss. Sorry, 7-3.
Sorry, Danny.
Taryn, you were right.
Go, Rodney.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
I'm taking my kids this weekend to go see WrestleFest there at the AEW at the Dome.
Dude, that's going to be a great time. You're all going to have a blast. And tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we're going to be talking to their champ, AEW and Aberdeen's own, Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And I'll see you guys Sunday.
Woo! Oh, hell yeah!
Dude, you got a jam-packed weekend, Rodney.
That's going to be a rocking show.
Ooh, what are you dressing as for Sunday?
I'm thinking maybe the Chris Farley, down by the river.
Oh,
nice.
I do going to go with the Chippendales. I'm like, okay, we'll look for the guy who has no shirt on and a bow tie.
Also, I think there's still time to get a Hooters costume. I mean, that prime turns around real quick. So.
And I think they're at some spirit stores.
Oh,
sure are.
Yeah.
You got many wrong. Thanks. But one of the ones, what do you call a baby goat? Rodney got correct. It's a kid.
A kid. I couldn't think of it.
And, okay, can't even get the blues and somebody should leave. She is a country legend.
Dolly Parton?
No, you said that already, but maybe the second.
Loretta Lynn.
There we go.
Who?
I said Loretta Lynn. It's Reba.
Reba McEntire, yeah.
Right.
Dude, Reba rocks.
She does. She's funny.
We watch The Voice.
Oh.
And she's one of honestly, they have done such a real quick, but a great job of finding four judges that you just want to sit down at a bar and hang out with. Michael Bublé, who's hilarious. Snoop Dogg is crushing it.
Oh, yeah.
Gwen Stefani. I mean, she could just sit there and I could just stare at her awkwardly. That'd be fine. And then Reba McEntire is just a sweetheart. They're all awesome.
Clearly, you don't really listen to much of her music, do you?
Not a single song.
Yeah, okay. Didn't think so. I mean, what is the third letter of the Greek alphabet? Do you know that?
Gamma.
Wow, okay, yes. The president on the $50 bill?
Franklin.
No. Color that SpongeBob SquarePants have? His eyes.
Blue.
Yes, all right. You would have done a little better, but you still would have lost.
And the name you were looking for was Millie Bobby Brown.
Thank you.
Thank you, Taryn.
Not Mookie Betts.
No, that was great. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we have hit our goal of $5,000, but we don't have to stop there. So if you'd like to contribute and help us find a cure for breast cancer, you can head to KISW.com. And while you're there, join our team. We're going to be walking a week from Saturday in the Making Strides Walk at Gasworks Park. We're all hooked on fantasy football this year, wouldn't you say?
I mean, unfortunately, yes.
We have a league between us and the men's room.
Yes.
So, who was the biggest loser this week? We're going to catch up with Mike Hawk from the men's room after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we are all very vested in this year's NFL season because we have been playing fantasy football versus the men's room.
Right.
But part of it was we had to draft the worst quarterbacks in the league.
And the worst defense.
And the worst defense in the league.
Which, and then everything else was do what you want, right?
Yes. And okay. Also to recap, Sarah made me, us, draft Travis Kelce first round, which was a huge disappointment.
And to be honest with you, I still have no idea how our team did this past week because I keep losing the link. And Danny handles all the work, so.
Well, good thing our commissioner, Mr. Mike Hawk from the men's room, is here to recap the last week of fantasy football between our shows.
Good morning, everybody. How are we feeling about this last week in fantasy football?
I don't know. Danny, or you, can you tell me?
Danny, have any idea how you guys did this last week?
We didn't lose. I know that.
And
we beat the Touchdown Tacos.
That's right. That's
by 3 points.
So there was a little bit of show infighting this last week. That's right.
We actually played you guys?
Yeah.
Right. Nice, Danny. Good
Touchdown
job.
Tacos and Buoy Buddies did go head-to-head in probably the closest matchup of the week, but the Buoy Buddies did come out ahead by 3 points. 3 points is all it took for you guys to get out ahead. Couple key players there.
Just like the Seahawks tonight.
Yeah. That's right.
Damn right.
Couple key players from over the week. There was a lot of bench warmers there in free agency. One of them just got picked up, by the way. But Jamar Chase did definitely come out in first place as far as the top scoring players. 41 points, which is 25 over the projected.
Wow.
Did a great job over there.
All right, though, let's find out. How did the infight between the men's room happen? The 90 pounds of D versus the...
Well...
What is it again?
The Big Black Hawks would be, as it were.
Yeah, come on, Steve.
I knew I just didn't want to say it out of fear for the FCC.
And that match was an absolute just beat down, mostly because 90 pounds of D, I don't know what it is, but they kind of looked over their roster there for a second. So they had like two players injured and one on a bye week or something like that. So
who's on 90 pounds of D? Is it Ted and...
That is Ted and Steve the Thrill Hill.
Did either of them even think to look at their lineup? And they just said that neither one cares.
Neither one.
They've already given up?
We had last week off. You know, we were off for 3 days last week. And so
cell service wasn't off.
Well, that's fair.
Says the guy who didn't even check his own.
Ask Steve the Thrill Hill to do anything for his own team. Yeah, they had three... players that were out, including their defense and their starting quarterback.
What?
Yeah.
Can I just say, I saw this all happening, and I was texting Mike like, wow, your coworkers are stupid.
They sucked. Because, you know, they had George Kittle, who left 20 points on the bench.
So what about your team? Does Miles even care, or is he leaving it all up to you?
Miles has added a little bit of influence there. He's definitely got me to pick up a player that he wanted. He's rode the bench ever since. But you know what? He's contributing. He's contributing, so I can appreciate
that. I'll entertain that player. Yeah, we'll pick him up. He's not playing. He has to earn a spot on the starting lineup.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Happy to report that the Big Blackhawks did, though, come out ahead 147 points to come out in first place.
How many points did the 90 pounds of D get?
64.8. Putting them in fourth place, which means good news. I feel like the Ted Smith might actually be on his way to be on the program later on this morning.
So for the listeners who don't know, whichever team finishes in last has to do what? Each week.
Right. The team that comes in fourth each and every week has to come on to the other show's show at some point. And then whether they're playing a game or just coming on for a segment, whatever it is, I know that I've been in here for Beat Migs. Thrill's been in here for Beat Migs. Steve, you come on over for Ted versus the FCC.
Miserably.
And now we should have the Ted Smith coming in for, I believe, Hooker Shook is what he's going to be coming in for.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Oh, so he's going to have to play with the listener then.
Yeah, he's going to be there. So we're not even spinning a wheel. He's going to be the lifeline for the listener.
Oh, I feel bad for that listener already.
I do have a question for our commissioner.
Oh, hit me, David.
Yeah, so, Commissioner Hawk,
I was looking at it, and... overall, because it's the whole thing we're doing, and at the end, there's some dumb thing about us having to go ride a bull somewhere.
Sure.
That's our cowgirls.
Who's in last place right now?
Oh, currently in last place in the standings. Oh, I can look that up easily.
I know, I can tell you.
No.
And it is the Touchdown Tacos. Ladies, what are you doing?
One and four, the Touchdown Tacos.
Of the four teams, they're the team that's trying the hardest.
Absolutely.
They have a silent partner, a.k.a. Sarah's husband, George.
He's our coach.
He's not doing a good job.
Well, I will say we have never lost these weeks. Like, Taryn and I, neither of us have to go on the men's room.
We're flying under the radar right now.
That's right. You guys are coming in at a comfortable third place every week.
But the problem is, if you finish in dead last by the end of the season, Danny and I also have to suffer.
Yeah.
Oh, we're all four riding the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being good on the bull does not equal being good on the bean.
I think we're going to probably find that out.
And you know what? That actually, we don't have to wait till the end of the year for a little bit of a punishment, for a little bit of fun that we're throwing out there. We got the Halloween hullabaloo coming up on Sunday.
Oh, what are you thinking?
Football's going to be played on Sunday, so rather we won't get the final scores, but I say we up the stakes. Uh-oh. Whoever ends up in fourth place when it comes to Halloween hullabaloo, as far as the scores go that day, what do we say that team has to come out for a stage announcement in a, let's just say, an interesting costume. We're going to change the costumes up a little bit and put you guys up on stage.
I don't like this vibe. I don't like this tone. Your face looks very...
I'm a gambling man. I like putting people out there. I like raising the stakes a little bit.
And Sarah, I like the way you sound...
Right now, you're squinting your eyes.
I'm in first place. We're 4-1.
That's why. You know that you're not going to have to dress up.
That's right. I don't got
to
wear these things.
You realize we're already dressing up as idiots because we're all going to be Hooters girls.
Well, I'm going to make you look dumber.
Oh, okay. Oh!
All
right.
Oh, no.
Challenge accepted.
I don't think we have a choice.
Matchups this week. We do have Big Black Hawks going up against the Touchdown Tacos. So good luck to you, ladies. And then we have 90 pounds of D taking on the Buoy Buddies.
Come on, girls. You got to step it up.
We're going to do our best.
Wait, we're going against your team, though, Mike.
Correct.
And they're really good.
Oh, no.
Come on, George. Help us out.
Have a great week, guys.
Thanks.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove that to us, and if you do, you'll win tickets to see Sasanta, which is Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle at White River Amphitheater together on June 7th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper. And people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We have received some great texts and calls from Rockaholics this morning, but we have not yet had a chance to chat with everybody. But the time has come where we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub. So call us up if there's something from the show that you'd like to chime in on, or if you've got something on your mind that you just have to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK. Daniel in Tacoma, we were talking this week about scary movies that we watched as kids that maybe traumatized us a little bit. What was it for you?
So I actually have three movies that used to traumatize me, and then one movie that actually cured me of all of it.
Ooh.
So the first movie was The Sandlot. I don't know if you guys remembered it, but there was in the middle of the movie, they were talking about that dog that used to eat people and stuff like that. It gave me absolute horrible nightmares. Second one was Aliens 2, after the dog kind of had to give birth to the monster. That just scared the ever-living out of me. I had to leave my friend's place.
Aww.
And then the last one was Independence Day, when they go to the alien room and you see all those skeletons. Oh, man, that was gnarly. So I had horrible nightmares and everything.
So, Daniel, were you scared of dogs then after that?
No, I love dogs.
Okay.
It was just the blood and guts, the aliens and all that. It was just not good. So fast forward to my late teens, early 20s, I was down visiting my grandmother, and I saw a DVD of the movie Doom with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So I decided to pick it up. I don't know why, but something just inspired me to do it. I watched the entire thing, and that night, I usually slept with a nightlight and stuff on. I turned it off, and ever since then, I have to sleep in pitch black. I can't do any light at all. I'm no longer scared. I don't have to wrap myself up in blankets, fearing at scorpions stinging my feet and stuff like that.
Yeah. So like a warm cloak of love from Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Who doesn't want a warm cloak of love from The Rock? Well, thanks a lot, Daniel.
206-803-ROCK. We're checking in with the Rockaholics.
If you had to say one scary movie iconic figure is like the GOAT, who would you say it would be?
Of a scary movie figure?
Like the Jasons, the Mike Myers, whoever it may be. But who would you say, if you had to just pick one as the ultimate scary movie person?
I mean, I would say, for me personally, it's kind of Ghostface from Scream.
Okay.
But also, I feel like Freddy Krueger is pretty, that one's pretty bad for me.
It's so funny because I was thinking that exact same thing. It's for me, it's Ghostface because Scream is my movie. I love that movie. I watch it every year, all five of them. But then the one that, I really think of when I think of scary movies is Michael Myers.
Mm. See, the funny thing is, I lean more towards Jason Voorhees. I think because of the hockey mask.
Sure.
And I always thought that was such an iconic look to him, but I think my number one, I know you guys are going to probably think it's stupid, but my number one is Chucky.
Oh!
You're not wrong.
Dude, I remember being a kid watching that, and you're just like, once he all of a sudden became Chucky, like, that freaked me the F out.
I think that's where a lot of our mistrust with dolls comes from.
And I want to go back and watch the first one, because the first one wasn't nearly as campy.
Oh, no, they weren't. The first three, actually, weren't...
Right.
All of the Child's Play movies, they, like, the first three were just, like, actually decent movies. And then when they brought him back, like...
Yeah, married.
You know, yeah.
Bride of Chucky. It's like, kind of like that even when you think about, like Friday the 13th. First couple, I don't think they were very... I mean, you could say they were campy in production, but they weren't trying to be silly. And then eventually, like, you went to Manhattan and all this. And you're like, oh, what the hell are we doing?
And I've heard the show on Sci-Fi is fantastic. I've never watched it, but the Chucky show, I've heard, is really good.
Tis the season, Rockaholics. Yesterday, you might remember, we were giving our friend Sarah a hard time for being obsessed with Squishmallow pillows.
Yes.
And it's all because she was upset that Steve bought one for his daughter, who is 4, and not Sarah, who is 40.
She didn't have a chance to find out that I bought it for my daughter. She just grabbed it out of my bag thinking I purchased it for her, and then got so... She refused to give it to me. Like, I had to pull it out of her cold, dead hands. Because she was, like, so adamant that it was for her when she was... She's like, you're kidding. It's not really for your daughter. You got it for me. I'm like, no.
So last night I was hanging on the couch with my son Barrett, and he saw the video of Sarah with the buoy Squishmallow, and he now has some thoughts about adults having Squishmallows, Sarah.
God. Uh-oh.
Does he?
He does, and you're going to hear what he said at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday we were giving Sarah a hard time. And to be fair, most days we give Sarah a hard time, but yesterday was specifically for her obsession with Squishmallow pillows.
Yes.
All because she was upset with Steve because you bought one for your daughter.
And for those that don't have a kid, maybe you probably have seen these at any... I mean, it doesn't matter where you go, from Walgreens to Costco. They're like these characters like that you may have seen, like Buoy, or I mean, there's other, like, you know, actual real, like Ariel, the Little Mermaid, or things along the line, and they're just squished into, like, these little round pillows.
They're very soft. They're very snuggly.
They're meant for kids and Sarah.
The one that you bought was definitely not for Sarah. It was for your daughter. Yeah. But I opened my phone last night, was checking the gram, and my son Barrett was sitting with me watching the video of Sarah with the Buoy Squishmallow, and he had this to say.
Hey, Barrett, what was that thing I just showed you?
A Squishmallow.
And what did you say about it?
It looked funny.
It looked funny?
Barrett's so adorable. Funny.
It looked funny.
It looked funny?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Yeah.
Do you think that it's for grown-ups or for kids?
Oh.
Here we go.
What do you think, Danny? What do you think he's going to say?
For kids, of course.
Sarah, what do you think?
I think he's going to be open-minded and say it's for anyone who wants one.
Ooh, let's see how worldly Barrett is.
Kids.
Well, what if a grown-up wants one?
A grown-up can get one.
Oh, really?
Hey!
That's right.
That's your Barrett.
I almost screamed so loudly and my microphone was on, so I was like, I don't want to, like, blow anyone's ear. But you have no idea how stoked I am.
Kids are okay with you having them.
Yes!
Oh, really? So it's okay if Sarah has one?
Yeah.
And you think you should get one, too?
Yeah.
Can you say, go Kraken? That's where they come from, so you have to say, go Kraken.
I'm not getting the vibe he wants to say. No. I think you've pushed the threshold. I feel that sometimes even with Tatum. I'm like, having fun. I'm like, let's see how far we can go with this fun. And then she's like, yeah, I'm done.
I'm out.
I don't even want to answer your questions anymore.
I don't want to.
Can you say, release the Kraken?
No.
Can you say, my mommy is the best?
No.
My mommy is the best.
That's right.
He's totally right.
Can you say, my mommy is the best?
No.
Why would the police arrest a banana? Find out during the Daily Migs download after Linkin Park.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is here with us. Some people say tomato tomato. What about Squishmallow Squishmallow?
It's like marshmallow. Yeah, you don't call it a marshmallow, do you?
Well, I don't know. Marshmallow.
Marshmallow.
Okay, well, I'm getting shamed.
Yep, someone on the last text line said Squishmallow, not Mallow.
Yeah, but they spelled it with an E and it's spelled with an A.
That way you can Squishmallow. But is it Marshmallow spelled with an A?
I believe it is, yeah.
Maybe we're saying that wrong, too.
Also, this is riveting.
Anyway.
Yes, I'm glad we're getting to the bottom of this. DMB is brought to you by Palace Law. I'm sure Patrick Palace loves the fact that we're having this argument.
Sorry, Pat.
Tonight, the real battle is between your Seattle Seahawks and the San Francisco 49ers. Squishmallows. what's going to happen? Both coming off disappointing losses, both dealing with injuries. You can watch that game tonight on Fox 13.
An 18-year-old man named Shane from Pennsylvania was arrested for damaging a police vehicle while dressed as a banana. Here is a police officer talking about what Shane is accused of doing.
The man was dressed in a banana costume. He is linked to the patrol wagon for sure, but the conspiracy charge comes in with several other people were involved too, throwing items, and in the one incident, they tried to set the police car on fire.
I hope they're all dressed as bananas.
Yeah, I'm not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
I feel like it's going to be a month of random arrests with people dressed. Because I saw somebody, I think it was like in Germany, got arrested for driving, speeding erratically on the road while dressed as Cookie Monster.
And that's also a country where there's no speed limit.
Right.
You really messed up.
Ryan, I think you'll appreciate this. Maybe you even consider changing your name. It's no longer Ryan Castle, but it's Ryan Ryan. Because last night, history was made in the NHL as a player for the Colorado Avalanche just accomplished something that no other player has ever done. He is the first player to play in the NHL with a first and last name that is exactly the same. His name is Ivan Ivan.
Ivan Ivan. His parents are very creative.
Right? Imagine being his parent. Like, what should we name our kid? Ivan. That's exactly what they did.
Ivan Squared.
It's a good name.
So now he just made history.
Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow was just named the sexiest quarterback in the NFL, according to People Magazine.
Well, that's only because I'm not a quarterback in the NFL.
He is followed by Caleb Williams of the Chicago Bears and former Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Unlimited.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. I'm going to see y'all in the morning. See y'all in the morning.
Yeah.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Go Hawks.
Oh, there's Sierra.
Ew. That's fine.
Smells like lube in here. Time for y'all to go to bed.
I'm so disturbed.
Hey, Seattle.
Make it stop.
What's up, girl?
No!
As far as weather, 61 degrees and cloudy, that is the DMV. That's what's up. And don't forget, tonight, yeah.
Go Hawks.
Ew.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.